This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 15. Sing. A reading comes from Psalm chapter 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and glory are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound, and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant, and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for He comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in His faithfulness. Whenever my Aunt Rosemary was working in the kitchen, she would sing. I don't remember whether the songs were popular tunes, hymns, or made-up melodies, but they were lovely. Whenever I went there to play with my cousins, I could count on hearing her beautiful voice. Singing is a great way to engage the mind with goodness, assuming the song doesn't celebrate some kind of evil. This is why the Bible calls on us to sing to God and glorify Him. The pleasant sounds of our voices give honor and glory to God as we sing biblical songs. Even if the songs we sing are not specifically Christian, our voices glorify our Creator just as the buzzes of bees and the songs of birds do. Not all of us have beautiful voices, but that doesn't matter. A voice raised to heaven is a voice beautified in heaven. Singing is known to engage our minds at the deepest levels. Even in the last days of her life with Alzheimer's disease, my mother-in-law could sing old hymns she had learned in her youth. She didn't know where she was, but she still remembered the words and the tunes of those songs. Our thoughts can be put to good use in song, composing music and lyrics in honor of the Lord who gives us life and blesses us with all good things. We can apply our whole selves in praise to God. We can lift up our hearts and voices and sing. Pray with me. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.